Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So today on the poll, we are inspired by this story. And it is something that just came out of the Psychiatry, Psychology, and Law Review.
Which Ted has the subscription to and is kind enough to bring it in
well,
for us to
Well, he leaves
peruse.
It on the toilet.
I do, man. That's where I get most of the reading done in that monthly that I enjoy.
So they said this is a surprising study. And it says when people make judgments about a defendant's guilt in a case where physical appearance could plausibly play a role, how does this normally shake down in our minds? So in other words, this is an attractive person. They are up on a criminal offense. Mm-hmm. Where does the jury's mind and brain go? Where does the public perception? What is part of all that?
Right.
And it's the looks of the person.
Of course.
Yeah.
So basically, they say, you know, that's always been what we know. But.
You don't say.
Yes. And they bring up the blind date swindle. Tend to be more lenient about friends as far as. Yeah. He's nice. He's a good guy.
Right.
But they talk about the leniency toward unattractive faces. Now, the finding, which the researchers describe as an ugly leniency effect, challenges the assumption that attractive individuals always receive more favorable treatment. Turns out, it's the exact opposite.
Really?
The researchers set out to understand...
What, do we feel pity because they're also so ugly?
I mean, do you want me to give you the scientific version of that?
Yeah, how do they explain that scientifically?
Well, they talk about first impressions based on facial appearance and how they might affect decisions of guilt or innocence in legal cases. So they studied a bunch of different things. Now, they were interested in the roles of facial attractiveness and trustworthiness when a defendant's appearance could be used as an advantage in committing a crime.
Okay.
All right? Like the hot teacher. Or whatever you think it is.
Sure, sure.
The guy down in Tacoma, I guess. Yeah,
something Meeks, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, exactly. All participants were presented with a hypothetical scenario, a blind date swindle case. They were asked to imagine themselves as judges and to assess the guilt or innocence of 9 male faces. So basically, the faces were selected from the Chicago Face Database, categorized into 3 levels of attractiveness: unattractive, neutral, and attractive.
Do you think that the 9 men whose faces were used were aware of this?
No.
Like, what do you mean I'm in the unattractive?
Yes. So participants were asked to give
you know where you belong.
Their first impression of whether or not each face looked guilty. And after each judgment, they rated how they were, how they came up to this decision on a 7-point scale. But the results of the study revealed a significant effect of facial attractiveness on guilt judgments. Specifically, participants were more likely to judge unattractive faces as innocent compared to both neutral and attractive faces.
Huh.
How about that?
That surprises me, man.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Now, since we're talking about your body, another news story in the news. A woman named Benita Sandu. She is an actress, and she has been having a difficult time and talked in an interview about body shaming. And she is an actress. They call me ugly. She has been in many, I guess, like Bollywood-style films.
Okay.
Either way, she just came out in an interview and talked about the fact that, you know, she never really thought about her body that much. Until, of course,
everybody else knows.
She became famous and then goes online and then reads all the crap and did not know that that was ever something that people perceived her as.
Did you see the little blurb from Sarah Jessica Parker today?
About her face, yes.
She was famous just years ago, but she was doing an interview.
Actually, it was not about her face. It was about her attractiveness.
Right, but I think that plays in.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's her face.
I know that.
But okay, so she says attractive. But she just said, look, man, you know, at the time I'm doing Sex in the City or whatever. And I know what the rumors were. But anyway, she's like, I read it in one particular magazine. She didn't say which one. But she's like, I just broke down in tears.
Right.
Because it sucked.
She didn't know.
Because she said it seemed like whoever wrote it. She goes, it's one thing to express an opinion. But they seem to take such glee in insulting my appearance. And I'm like, I may have done that.
I mean, yeah.
I feel bad.
I always thought she was hot. Well, I never got the whole.
There's a very attractive quality about her.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm.
People have good days and people have bad days.
For sure.
And, you know, when you're in the media and spotlight in Hollywood and people are taking pictures of you with a Starbucks cup, it's different than when I see you on Sex in the City.
Yeah, that is for sure.
And that's for everybody. People, you know, like, you should be able to just be yourself without that. So I understand that. Okay. So far, we've talked about the attractiveness or trustworthiness in a face and your body and what you think of your body. Next up is brains.
All right.
Okay. So people are talking about the fact that they have come to the realization that they are just their brain does not work as good as other people. It is not as quick in a lot of situations, whether it's an IQ test or having a difficult time with jobs. You know, all these different things. So people are talking about, they say, in this age of social media and people constantly showing off for clout, it's become all too easy to focus on things that we don't have. But it's important to be appreciative of things we're lucky to have. Like an average intellect or higher. So they started talking to people what it's like to have a very low IQ.
And do people volunteer for this?
Yes. So I checked out some.
And you just look for the person eating glue.
These are tough.
Mind if I talk to your son, Billy?
Jesus, man. Like you read them, like, man, very challenging. You don't know when people are serious. You don't know when they're joking. You're gullible. You may become distrustful and develop a cynical attitude about people because of always being suckered. Another one. I've been trying for the past year to accept being cognitively inferior.
Jeez, man.
Especially when on a daily basis, people run circles around you without having a clue what's going on. At least I don't know what's going on.
That's uplifting.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I'm stupid and I know it.
That's the weird thing.
That's basically what they're saying.
I'm low IQ. I think I'm going to lose my job every day due to being incompetent because I am. Well, I always get feedback about how I do simple things incorrectly. I'm not blaming anyone but myself. Blah, 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 blah. So brains, okay? We're talking brains today. And one more, that would be personality. Where we find this article that says, these are the most 7 common negative behaviors or characteristic traits in people.
Uh-oh.
They say everyone has flaws. Some negative personality traits are more common and more disruptive than others. They broke them all down, and here are the 7. Number 1, arrogance, the I'm always right mindset.
But I am.
Okay. Dishonesty, bending the truth for personal gain.
Okay, I was lying about that.
Impulsiveness, acting without thinking.
What?
Typically, that gets better with age. Passive aggressiveness, the art of subtle hostility.
I hope you think you look nice today, Miles.
Stubbornness, refusing to adapt or listen.
No, I will not apologize.
Selfishness, prioritizing personal gain over others.
Because I'm awesome.
And negativity, always finding the downside.
I hate you.
In things. So our poll.
Like Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
Right. Today, you are going to change one thing about your partner.
About your partner.
About your partner. Or if you don't have one, the last person you went out with.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the first thing is the face. Back to the, you know, belief that, you know, if you're attractive, you can get away with murder.
Sure.
And that's not the case.
Turns out the uglier you are, the better off you are.
The second thing you could change about that person is their body. The third thing is their brains. And the fourth is personality.
Okay.
That's your Men's Room poll. Vote now if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live.
Where are you going with Mike? I'm going to go personality.
Personality?
So because I get, look, I like her personality. Sometimes I'd like to like it more. Like when I say, hey, let's go to the bar. She says, no, do we really need to go to the bar? Or when we're at the bar, do you really need that last drink? Well, I don't need it. I didn't need any of them that I have. So what's different about this one than the first one I had 9 beers ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I want for dinner at 9 a.m. This has been the case for the 20 years we've been together. 9 a.m. I do not know what I want for dinner. Why do you keep asking me this?
I'm going with body.
Body?
You go with body.
Switching to body. Her body has been sabotaging hers since before I knew her.
Oh, you mean talking about just
oh, there
Asians.
You go.
Yeah, see? Safe route.
That's how he's selling it.
Is that really how you're going to take this?
Damn right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thinking of you, baby.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean, that adds something to the butt and front side.
That's right. You know, we can make a few adjustments there, but...
Yeah, two boobs on the back for dancing, but,
dancing. Yeah, dancing.
Slow dancing.
Yeah, dancing horizontal.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game.
Somebody on Twitter already said it, and they're right. Like, there's no right answer.
No!
There's not. That's why it's going to be a hard poll today.
Yes!
Especially if you're in a car
with fun of it.
I know for sure I have dated people that are probably like, he's not the most attractive, but I like him because of this and that. But she never said it to me.
Oh, of course not. Right. I mean, let me just tell you something. We've been together for a while.
That's everybody.
I've always thought you're a...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ugly. But man, oh man, you know how to make me laugh.
Right. Yeah, right. I just love being with you, ugly Al.
Dude, no one
put that in a Valentine's Day card.
No one can check all the boxes.
No.
Look at Ryan Lochte, right?
He didn't get brains.
Look, he is a good-looking dude. He's got a beautiful face, I'm sure. Body, unbelievable. Personality,
Ryan Reynolds.
But if you could change one, brains.
Ryan Reynolds is the only one.
Maybe he checks.
I bet he has a big hairy mole on his ass.
I think he's got some skeletons in his closet.
What if he has a small penis?
I hope so.
Because you don't know the body.
Maybe Blake likes a small penis.
All right. Well,
ooh.
I mean, there's got to be something wrong.
Do you tell a guy that? Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, apparently you do.
I'm just saying.
I have a shallow vaginal wall, and you're great, honey.
Uh-huh.
That is sexy talk.
No, you
get
don't.
Get those pants off.
No, you don't want a big one.
Yeah.
But I do.
Uh-huh.
I really like the hair on your back.
Thanks.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober today.
All right, Matt. Let's go here.
Given today's day and people are off, I would think we'd have a lot more non-sobers.
Well, it's
the usual,
right? Okay. All right, Matt, you're going to change one thing about your partner on the men's room poll. Face, body, brains, or personality?
Personality.
Personality.
What's the problem with the personality?
I mean, just obviously thinks she's always right, this and that. She can't do no wrong.
How long have you been with her?
2.5 years.
Oh, that's it? Damn. All right. You sound like a man
who's been beaten down.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds much longer than that.
Well, he hasn't been right in 2 years.
You look weathered.
That's a good point. That'll age you.
Gray hair, Matt. The whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Matt. Here is your question. What is the brightest star in the Earth's night sky?
It is Sirius.
Damn. One and done.
Boom.
One and done.
Nice job.
Hey. Tell your girlfriend you were right.
Yeah.
One and done right.
You're right.
And then sleep on the couch. All right. We got a 50-50 question for you since you're one and done. True or false, Ronald McDonald is called Donald McDonald in Japan. True or false?
True.
Donald McDonald?
Yeah, because in Japan and a lot of Asia, R is a very difficult letter to say, so they go Donald McDonald. In fact, this is true. So this was in Japan like 20 years ago, It was the Louis Armstrong Festival.
And then L's are also a big issue.
Well, because pronunciation-wise, you pronounce the L like an R, you pronounce the R like an L. So they had this big-ass banner, goes from one side of the street to the other, and it spelled the Louis Armstrong Festival. And the thing was, if they read it in English out loud, they said, yeah, the Louis Armstrong Festival. Because the R's and L's are pronounced different. Damn. It's like us in Russia with V's and W's.
Right.
Yeah. It's right. They're like vodka. You're like, that's so funny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.